WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It is the holidays, and just to prove it, I'm not going to wear my Santa hat for Bill Cole from Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy, but it's still here. It's still – it's a very large hat. It's very – it's almost celebratory in many ways. I said I wasn't going to wear it, but I'm going to wear it anyway. The little ball goes away because of the green screen being incorrect. But how are you, Bill Cole? Happy holidays to you with the purple hat. I feel like I need this for Lamar or Tyler, Snoop. Josh Johnson, whoever's going to quarterback this week, we'll figure that out, right?
I think that hat is disturbing enough without the weird green screen effects that just make it even more. I mean, I don't really know how I feel about that hat.
Stunk.
Yes, sort of like how I feel about the team right now, you know? Like, I've been waiting for, like, you're not supposed to win when you have all the injuries, and we all kind of accept it and think it's cruel and not fair. And we've been outperforming, I think, that everyone would agree. And I don't know. I'm curious what happens to Tyler Huntley, right? Like, guy can play. I mean, I didn't list out all the other quarterbacks on the other 31 or whatever teams. But
do you think Tyler Huntley, and I'm not going to be the bad nasty nester now, because I'm not taking phone calls this week for this reason, because this would just be stupid all week, because you're like the third or fourth friend that's had this stupid 105.7 thing that, like, if you gave him the ball for 16 games, he could go 14-2 2 years ago. Stop. And he's a nice kid, whatever, but like, come on, dude. I mean, well, these people saying that he's Lamar, I mean, and I'm no Lamar guy in that way, right? I'm not even like, I'm not convinced they can win with Lamar, or that this is a good idea, having your quarterback running the linebackers 21 times, right? Like, I don't think that's a good idea. But all that being said, to think that this kid, to take oxygen out of my day to even discuss it is like crazy to me, that I would have had to sit here for 20 hours this week, 4 hours a day, and explain to people why they wouldn't give him $40 million and why they want to give Lamar $40 million. You haven't been watching the games the last 3 years, bro.
No, and that wasn't where I was going. Don't turn me into.
Well, that's for everybody else then.
Don't turn me into some vicious.
I haven't had a tirade like that in me in a while. Let me have it. I got the purple Grinch out, Ad. We haven't won in a month. Let me be pissed off and act like I care like I used to, because I don't. Right. Like I used to, you know.
Don't project your hatred onto me. My curiosity is when a guy, because of injury or whatever, goes out and plays, you know, relatively good or okay. Let's just say okay. And there are at least 15 teams who hate their quarterback right now. Like, they're gonna call. And I'm curious. I mean, the right thing for the Ravens is to have that dude sitting on the bench for Lamar's entire career. And that, you know,
okay,
that's wildly unfair for that kid to never get a shot to, like, see whether he can do it or not. And
he'll get a shot. I mean, you know, when you hit free agency, somebody says, we'll turn our team over to you.
Sure.
Right? That happened for Tyrod Taylor. It's happened a couple times for Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah. That's just the fascinating piece of it, I think, is that think of the number of guys that we have flushed through the system this year due to injury. You know, I mean, we've launched and killed more NFL careers in the last 3 months than any NFL team has ever done in a single season. Like there are guys who are going to go and have 13-year careers now because they got a chance. And there are guys who probably would have kicked it around for 7 or 8 years, but everyone now sees what they can do, and they may not have a job next year.
Dude, they had Tony Jefferson running around last week. Like, you know, I mean, and I love, and Tony's a good guy, and like, and that's probably why they brought him back. But, you know, it's nice to be a good guy. It's another thing to, like, go guard the Bengals this weekend and Burrow this weekend, right?
I was scared for him, you know, like, if he's been sitting on the couch, that, you know, that's a pretty intense thing to step into in 2 days.
Well, and he knows because he's played 150 games, right?
Sure. So,
Bill Cole is here. He is a Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. At some point, my rabbi, my priest, and consigliere, and Santa Claus sometimes too as a sponsor here, of course. Happy Christmas. I mean, are you feeling it's such a weird week, weird time. You know, I wanted to go see Billy Joel up in New York on Monday. Tickets were $40 because no one wanted to go and the COVID thing. Weird. And I even thought, like, if I drove up on my own and didn't do it on a bus or a train, would I want to do it? And then I'm thinking, all right, football game. You know, I'm moving in a couple weeks. I got stuff to do. You know what I mean? I don't want to say it doesn't feel like Christmas because I've listened to more Christmas music, boxing stuff with my cat. I've got lights hung up. We have two trees this year, like, because we got it. We boxes. It's going to move it. Hell, take it out and plug it in. It's December, you know, plug in the lights, you know, I mean, see if they work. I got purple rope lights everywhere, right? From back in 2006, they still work. They didn't work to beat the Colts in 2006, but they still work in 2021. So I would say to you, like, it's Christmas, but it's not traffic around the mall, chestnuts roasting. It's COVID tests, and it's, can I go to church? It's my kids got COVID. It's my boss has COVID. It's my football team has COVID, right, or the Browns have COVID. But it's not anywhere. It's everywhere, right? And it's what a plague. The first day we talked about this 21 months ago, it's everything every Dr. Fauci and scientist told us it was going to be. And, you know, shoot the scientists and be mad at the doctors, because this is what this is going to define this Christmas is COVID. One way or another.
So. Yeah, no. I mean, because I got to channel my inner nasty radio station caller, I do want to go on the record and say that I supported going for two in the Steeler game. I was against going for two this past weekend.
Against it? Why? Back a quarterback?
No. So
what did you like about playing in overtime?
So the Steeler game, right? We had injuries, Marlon Humphrey, things were in disarray
on the road.
So, yeah. You just got to go for it. This one, I mean, we hung with Green Bay. Like, it wasn't like they didn't punt the whole day. And with the new rules of overtime, like, you kind of got a pretty good chance you're going to get the ball, and they hadn't really stuffed us. So I'd have taken my chances, right? You know, good things happen. You get lucky. You get a tip ball, whatever.
Well, I always start with this. Let's start with this. Against every other team in the league, they have the best kicker. So kicking an extra point is far more on the automatic side for them than any other team. I mean, even whoever is second or third best, fair enough. But 15, half of the league, the extra point itself isn't as automatic as we're just gonna flip a coin and play overtime. We're gonna go out there, work hard, hope it's right. It's winter time, you know, planting a foot in Pittsburgh, planting a foot in Green Bay, Buffalo, Cleveland, Cincinnati this week. Any of these places can be problematic, let alone the kicker itself. So I do think there's that. I'll throw that in. And because of that, the pendulum swings more toward, well, it's more automatic that we would take overtime, and even if we lose the flip, we've got the fans, except that John realized there were 18,000 Packers fans in the building, too.
There was.
He was surrounded by them. Yeah. And this is, you know, this is where if you see Chad Steele, give him a kiss for me, because I wasn't in the upper deck. There were Packers fans sitting in my seats that I had no problem selling the tickets to, because I've been pretty much uninvited in that way. Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of people who gave their tickets up. And it's not a one-time thing.
You could hear the Packer fans on TV.
They were everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's disgraceful. As a Baltimorean, as a Ravens fan, as someone for 30 years that went out of my way on the radio to buy tickets, sell tickets, move tickets, get Steelers fans out of my seats.
Now they're buying ads during the game to try and sell tickets.
Oh, they're on my Facebook every day trying to sell tickets, and they couldn't have thrown me out of my seat more unceremoniously and uninvited my wife and I from going to games together anymore. So, you know, that's where I am. But then when you have a home field advantage and you have to worry that it might not even be loud enough on Aaron Rodgers, right? Or that if you get the ball, there's going to be 18, because they were all sitting down in the lower bowl. Yeah. That now you got a backup quarterback operating against the wind if Aaron Rodgers goes down or whatever. Being afraid of overtime, right? That would be your point. Your point would be more afraid of overtime.
Yeah,
or sure that you can win in regulation. You better be
sure
you can win.
Right. The multiplier on the kicking thing that you mentioned is that also means that if we got to line up and kick a 55-yarder, you know, in hopes of winning in overtime, hey, I like our chances better than anyone. So that goes twice. I think, like, you could make the case. Was it this game or last game where we went for two early?
Oh, last game.
Right.
The in-between game, yes.
Right. And that,
Cleveland road game, yes.
That was ending the game at the beginning of the fourth quarter or whenever that happened.
8 minutes, right? 9 minutes, yep.
Because you knew if you didn't get it, the game was over. Whereas, again, if you kick there and you push it down the road, you know, you're going to get another possession and then you're going to go for two. So why do you want to make, like, my concern for the, like,
that was a psychological issue. I agree with that.
Everybody loves the guy who will go for it, you know, and John has gotten that bravado from the fans. Like, we love going on fourth down. You know, we give him a pass every single time, whether it's, I mean, he should have kicked the field goal in the game and went for it at, you know, at the 5-yard line or whatever it was. Look how important that 3 points would have been later in the game. So my problem is you want the game to be about the players. John right now is making it about him. I think that gets guys fired, but apparently he has the ultimate lifetime pass. So, I mean, these are things that when they go right, yes.
I don't think you fire the coach when you're losing with your backup quarterback and a bunch of guys that were on the field in week two of the preseason.
I understand.
I mean, listen, I'm not anti-John or even pro-John. I'm just, like, giving real talk here.
Yeah.
The owner is absentee. The owner's gone. The owner's out to lunch. He's not in the mood to hire a new coach. He's not in the mood to create swirl. He doesn't care that, you know, there's no media left. He doesn't care whether the suites are sold. I don't think Steve cares that there's 18,000 warm bodies in there wearing Kelly green and gold, which looked good on Dundalk High, by the way, but didn't look so good in the lower bowl of the stadium to me last week. So
I'm not advocating John goes. All I'm saying is you're painting a picture of trying to move where the responsibility for wins and losses occurs. And maybe that's, you know, now when I say it like that, it's like, yeah, well, think about it. Do you want your very experienced, you know, loved head coach making these decisions on whether we win or lose? Or do you want the backup to the backup to the backup to the backup, you know, making the decisions on whether we're able to win or lose?
You only mentioned the play call, which is really what cost them the game, because it wasn't the decision to go for two if they had a successful, if they felt really strong about the play, if they felt like it was a 70% play. Right, that they had some advantage tactically. It was a horrible play. They cut the field by two-thirds. Right. They literally.
I mean, the rollout pass is effective in high school because you're scared to even let your kid throw, right? And he doesn't have the arm strength to throw it from the middle of the field to the outside. So you have to roll him out. And then the both of you are going in the right direction towards the sideline so that if anything bad happens, it goes out of bounds. Like, that's why the rollout exists. The rollout does not exist so that you can take professional quarterbacks, cut off half the field, give the defense an advantage, and throw it to the one guy that everyone on the planet Earth knows you're throwing to. Like, come on, man. There's no
creativity.
It was
not a winning play.
It wasn't.
I would agree.
Although, I'll tell you what I do like.
Go ahead. Sure.
I do like trying to go get him to jump off sides. I did like that move. You had the timeout to burn. If you get a yard and a half closer, now all of a sudden I'm taking Freeman and I'm busting it right up and I'm getting it easy, right? So I do like that.
Bill Cole is here. He is Bill Cole of Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy, of course. I don't have my coffee cup here. I'm wearing my Coon shirt.
Not a football coach. Not a professional football coach. Like, take these opinions as for what they're worth.
No, dude, I used to take phone calls from idiots all day long. You're not an idiot. I mean, you know, I'm having a sensible conversation here. Yeah, but there is no sensible conversation that starts with fire the coach or
– right.
Tyler Huntley is somehow better than Lamar Jack. Stop.
Right.
Just stop with that ish. I don't want to hear it this week. That's all.
I don't. You think people are saying either of those two things?
I think foolish people are saying that. I think people that want to rev up phone calls on the Odyssey app, FM 105.7. Anyway, there you go. So yes, I think at BAL they've been taking phone calls on this all week because they like stirring it up too. I've been listening. It's like if I worked there, there'd be morning meetings telling me to be a prick on the radio every day so that I could get the most outlandish, crazy opinions in, so we could talk about making Kyle Rittenhouse a hero, you know, smart things like that, you know, things that make sense in some quarters, but not around here, you know.
It is a weird Christmas. It does seem bizarre. It is marred with sort of this, like, again, maybe it's something that I've said multiple times, very fractured opinions. Right. And it grows more fractured probably by the day. So in the beginning, even if you were a non-believer, everyone still was very much aligned, right? Like, stay home and do this and don't do that. And
well, there was nowhere to go, even if you were a non-believer.
Right. Right. And now, like, it's the full spectrum. And even for people who have been conservative for 21 months, right? And even people who do very much believe in it all and are concerned for the health and safety of others, even they are now hung up in the, well, I thought it was okay to go to the football game. So I went to the football game and now I'm getting a phone call saying that Johnny at the tailgate, he tested positive on Monday. So you might want to, like,
well, Johnny shouldn't have been double dipping French fries to begin with, right? I went to an event last Wednesday, dude. I went to an indoor event last Wednesday, okay? The Baltimore Banner did this, so I'll shout them out.
Where they were double dipping French fries?
Dude, it was a normal, and when I say normal, I mean really tight party. There were too many people in too small a space with too much buffet food.
Right.
With the workers wearing masks and everyone else just spitting on each other while they were eating nacho chips and drinking martinis. And I got a little skeeved out even like the day or two after. I was like, I didn't test myself, but I felt like if there was ever a day to get tested, if I were going to touch other people, you know what I mean? If I was in a space to be around other people that I had to be around, I would have been very uncomfortable because I was like, I felt like I had been a bad boy for the first time, that I had really put myself in a position and in a room that I shouldn't have been in.
Were you wearing a mask the whole time?
No.
Right. I know. And
it was a cocktail party to get to know people.
Yes. Like,
it's what it was. It was the first one I went to that was normal, but it was too normal and tight even by Sex in the City, New York 20 years ago standards of what a cocktail party would look and feel like. It was tight like asses and elbows. And I'm like, this isn't safe. And if we were all – oh, by the way, you had to show vax card when you showed up too. You know what I mean? Like, they were adamant. They were politicians. They were serious people. You know, governor was there. It was like a serious event, right? And I'm thinking,
is that where he got it?
No, the old governor.
Oh, okay. I just think that is how life is supposed to be, you know, with the mask and all that. I'm curious. Well, you know, the problem is even if you test 2 days after that, because, you know, you were going to see grandma or whatever, there's, you know, it doesn't necessarily show up. They say to wait 3 to 5 days to get tested. So then you're rolling around just hacking up on everybody for like 3 or 4 days and you don't even know.
But here's the deal. I think the popular opinion before Omicron, and this is, you know, this is straight up science. 90 days ago, to go to a party like that where COVID's not flying around in the air and half the football team and there's a crisis. We're in a crisis again, like, period, right? 90 days ago, the idea would be, we're throwing a party. We're doing it over at AVAM. We got space for 100 people. We'll invite 120. 30 won't show, but then 140 show through the course of the night in a space where you should have 95. And there probably was always about 80 to 90 in the room, right? People come and they go, and what, you know, how you think about a party, right? You had a party like this for your 100th anniversary down at Museum of Industry, right? But this is a smaller space. But 60 days ago, you planned the party. You're like, look, we're going to be pricks about vaccination. I mean, they made me show my card, right? I mean, like, they weren't letting me in. So I get in. That's what the rules were in October, when chances are 100 people to get together, maybe none of them have COVID. I think right now, 100 people anywhere getting together, there would be COVID in the room. Like, mean, this week, not last week or a month ago, this week.
And I don't disagree, but along that line of science, if it's so much more significantly transmissible, I believe the theory says that it's less lethal, and that there is some amount of, like, you know,
well, it's less lethal because we're vaccinated. We're double vaxxed. I guess I got to my third.
Forget us for a second. Just the mutation itself, right? As viruses mutate over time, their goal is to live forever. So they somehow, you know, this is crazy DNA stuff, but right, like, it mutates in a way to be more transmissible and less lethal. Because if it gets more lethal, then they kill themselves out. So they, by default, I don't know why, like, become more transmissible, less lethal. I don't know what we're in right now, right? That doesn't mean that the more transmissible, less lethal version still doesn't.
Well, if the less lethal version only kills 400,000 this year instead of 800,000 last year, then that's less lethal.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. I don't know that that version doesn't still attack unvaccinated, or, you know, the people with weak immune systems, or the people over 65. Like,
dude,
I don't know.
Dr. Oz is campaigning in Pennsylvania right now. A year and a half ago, he was talking about losing 2-3% of our children, and that some people might be able to stomach that, right? Like, that might be okay on a percentage basis to say, you this know, many other people are going to die, right? Or, you know, and the vaccine people think that there's chips and all sorts of crazy shit, but really, you know, around the world, if you vaccinate 50 million people, a dozen of them are going to have some reaction and die from the vaccine, right? I mean, that's going to happen.
Yes. It just doesn't
it doesn't equal 800,000.
It doesn't help our case when, you know, everyone you know that is getting COVID right now is already double vaxxed with the booster and they're still getting it. So it just gives those people who are anti-vaxxers, like, ammunition. See, like, who cares? Even if you
have, well, the other part of this is, like, when, you know, I have relatives who both contracted COVID 8 weeks ago. One of them wound up in the hospital for 5 days, and spouse gets it, was not hospitalized, whatever. Now they're like, see, it wasn't so bad. I'm like, you spent 5 days in the hospital. Like, are you out of your effing mind? And they're still waving the red flag and still, you know, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine.
Well, the other thing is, I was watching the news this morning and they're talking about, you know, the treatment pills that are coming, right? And, like, the minute you give treatment pills out, people aren't going to get vaccinated anymore.
It's a morning after pill, right?
Exactly. Right. We know this. We know that's how people behave. Right. I don't have to be proactive. I could be reactive. The other thing I want to pick your brain or just plant a seed is, like, with the amount of at-home testing going on, how skewed are the testing numbers?
Well, nobody's reporting. If I had 10 tests today, I wouldn't be reporting that I'm clean. I'd be clean. I'd say it on the internet.
But that's what I'm saying.
Come kiss me. I'm clean.
That's true too. I wasn't even really thinking about the clean side of that. I'm just thinking about, like, if they're freaking out about the number of positives and the number of tests that of people that are going to facilities, like, you go try and buy a at-home test in Falston, You can't find one. Like everyone has bought all of the at-home tests.
I had a friend of mine spend the whole evening on Tuesday night in the clinic to get a test, going to the urgent care to get tested. They're not sick. They're at urgent care to get tested because they were flying on Wednesday morning to holidays. And the family said, you're not coming in our house without a test. And he's like, well, where am I going to get a test? Well, what Christmas song do you want to sing? Come all ye faithful.
Go to this place.
Joyful and vaccinated.
Where all the people sitting in the lobby have some sort of ailment. And they all have some sort of sick. Like, go to this place to get a test so you can get on an airplane. Pick up the seven other viruses, right, that are not COVID in the lobby. Come onto the plane, share that with everyone, get to the holidays, give everyone whatever's out there. I mean, it's just
all right, so I'm going to go off. We got to stop this right now because it's too negative. I want to go Christmas. Okay. Can I put my hat back on, Bill? Bill Cole is here. Tell me what you do, Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy.
We do commercial roofing, which is, you know, the thing over top of you in a commercial office space. We repair them, we replace them, we build new ones when they build new buildings, and then we look at that space and see if we can build a power plant up on top of that so you can stop paying the man, and we can free you from that requirement.
Can you get bats out of my attic? I don't have any, I'm just asking.
I mean, we're not necessarily like the right people to do that.
Right, okay.
But if we happen to be in your attic and there happen to be bats, it's likely going to occur that we're going to try and get them out.
Man, I appreciate you bringing a net. That's very nice. All right, so look, I'm gonna leave this on a good note in case we don't get together next week. And I hope we do. Yeah. And I hope the Ravens are victorious and we're talking about let's go beat the Rams, right? Yeah, so Christmas, and this is a serious question, right? Like, let's pretend you and I are at the mall. All right, let's say East Point Mall, okay? And Santa's in the middle right by the Great Cookie. Shout out Jason Fruman. Snickerdoodles for me, thank you. A little crispy would be nice. I'll warm them up. And you get to sit on Santa's lap right now. Like, look, man, you're a grown-ass man. You got a family. You got, you know, work issues, COVID issues, family tree issues. Who's buying the ham at Wise? You got all that. Is there one thing somebody could buy you, either for a dollar or you can say a boat if you want, right? It wouldn't matter. Right. That you could get one item, an item, not a gift card, right? Is there one stupid thing that I could give you that would make, you know, my case, like I don't need underwear this year. I don't need socks. I'm good. What could I get you?
I would like a bundle of roofing insulation. Like this is a product that I used to get in 2 weeks that I now have to wait 13 months to get. And it's the linchpin in all of our guys' ability to give whatever that special item is to their kit. Right? Like if we don't have this product, we can't make money.
Right.
We can't do anything. And that's what's killing it. You know what I mean? That's what's killing us. And we've been lucky. Like we've pieced it together for the last 6-7 months to keep all our guys going. We're in an expansion period where if I have enough work that I could hire more guys if I could get the product. And that's why co-roofing exists, right? For 100 years is we give meaningful work to our neighbors in Baltimore. Like this is a meaningful, honorable craft.
Everybody needs a roof.
It's hard ass work. Right. But it is an honorable craft. And without the products, like it's just, I don't know, man, it's pretty demoralizing.
Coming out of COVID. I was trying to pick us up here for Christmas.
Sorry.
I was literally, do you want to ask me that question? Like what I really want?
What do you really want, Ness? What can I get you?
So I told my wife a couple years ago, I have a Led Zeppelin belt buckle that I got at KB Toy Store at East Point Mall. And when I got it, I don't want to say I was the biggest Led Zeppelin fan, but like In Through the Outdoor just come out. It was like 80, 81. So the belt buckles were like Kansas, Boston, Lynyrd Skynyrd. And you know the logos I'm talking about. Fog hat, right? They all had a rock and roll heart. Heart had that beautiful red, you know, logo that looked perfect when you were throwing darts at the East Point Carnival, right? and you would win the mirror. Remember the mirror?
Yeah,
Saturday Night Fever, all that, right?
Yeah.
First time I ever heard Phil Collins in the air tonight, right there. So I got my Led Zeppelin belt buckle, and I've had it for 41 years now. I think I got it Christmas 80, 81, probably 80, right when Bonham died, I think.
I know what you want. You want me to take your Led Zeppelin belt buckle and turn it into a big, giant gold.
No. I don't want one of those. Not Miami bling. No.
Oh,
no.
Really?
I don't need, for every interception.
You get the Led Zeppelin.
So if you go and you Google this, you'll see there were a whole collection of belt buckles of that era. Yes, had that great YES. There's a Genesis one from that era. You know, all the prog rock bands. There's a Styx one from that era with the great Styx logo from Cornerstone. So I've decided that my next crazy purchase, and it's probably a $60 to $90 item depending on what condition you get it in on the internet. My wife got me a Rush one that's not the original one. It's like an update. It's a really good looking one. I like it a lot. I'm not against it, but it's a knockoff. You know, it's a knockoff, right? It's not like an original Bowman card or a Topps card or a Gowdy card. I want to get an original Van Halen belt buckle. That's it. So, you know, and you can say I'll shoot my eye out. That's fine. You know, but if I get to do my Red Ryder BB gun that I get to ask for something, I'm asking for an original Van Halen belt buckle. There's like
you want the hot rod? You want the hot rod belt buckle?
No. It's got a different name. Give me the name. Right. It's I'll tell you that. Ah, God, now you're going to make me Google it. Come on. Don't make me Google it. It's from the early 80s. It had a very – it's an antique, man. Van Halen belt buckle 1980.
Like...
Hold on. I'll tell you what it was. I'll show you the belt buckle. This is totally it. This is a ripoff of it, but, you know, this can't be real. That's not – it's $16.95. You know what? I would take it as fake, but I would prefer the real one, you know, if you want to see it. Here, hold on.
Are you going to show me or not?
Yes, I'm going to show it to you. So this is the knockoff over here, and this is the real one right here. It's Pacifica. It's $180. This is the original one right here. And it's kind of ugly. I've decided I don't want it. So after that, there. Merry Christmas. Yeah. I don't need it. How about that?
I don't think you need that.
But that's the original, though. Get the knockoff at $16.95. My wife did that with Rush. It's better looking. Merry Christmas to you, Bill. My needs are small. I need a $17 item. I just want a Van Halen belt buckle. That's all I want for Christmas.
I understand.
And world peace and a booster shot on Monday.
Yeah.
Hope you have a good Christmas.
I hope you enjoy it, brother. Yeah, man. Stay good.
You didn't like my Van Halen bit, huh?
I did. I do.
You thought I was going to ask for Journey, didn't you?
No, I belt buckle. Like, it just, you know, I don't know. I just have never been a belt buckle guy. I don't I get it. I didn't
ask for a Swatch or something, you know what I mean?
I could be a belt buckle guy. I just have never.
What's the best Christmas gift you ever got? Come on.
Nintendo.
All right, there you go. So it's always a stupid gift. That's what I'm saying. Bill, I love you. Keep the roofs clean. You know, keep the coal out of the stocking and put some cookies out for Santa. He likes them. All right?
Yes, sir, brother.
Bill Cole, Cole Roofing, Gordian Energy. He's out. I'm in. We are WNST, AM 1570, wishing you ho, 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 happy holidays, and all your wishes come true, even if you get the knockoff belt buckle. It's cheaper and better looking.